We begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Continue with our gathering hymn. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Lord, have mercy. Christ,
us pray. O God, we thank you for your Son, who chose the path of suffering for the sake of the world. Humble us by his example, point us to the path of obedience, and give us strength to follow your commands. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
A reading from Exodus. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read the psalm responsively. "Give thanks to the Lord and call upon God's name. Make known the deeds of the Lord among the peoples.
Sing to the Lord, sing praises, and speak of all God's marvelous works.
Glory in God's holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Search for the strength of the Lord. Continually seek God's face.
Remember the marvels God has done, the wonders and the judgments of God's mouth.
O offspring of Abraham, God's servant, O children of Jacob, God's chosen ones.
Israel came into Egypt, and Jacob became a sojourner in the land of Ham.
The Lord made the people of Israel very fruitful, more numerous than their enemies.
Whose hearts God turned so that they hated God's people and dealt unjustly with the servants of God.
O Lord, you sent Moses, your servant, and Aaron, your chosen one.
Hallelujah. A reading from Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting up your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what he has done." Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming into his kingdom. My sisters and brothers, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In our gospel lesson, we hear Jesus explain what he must do to redeem us, and that's challenged by Peter. In our semi-continuous reading from Exodus, God's encounter with Moses tells us a lot on who and what God is. We're seeing here the definitions and the parameters of God, and they're not defined or set by us. The burning bush, which is blazing but not consumed, tells us something unique about the God of the Bible. This God can enter creation without destroying it. This bush is blazing, but it is not consumed. And when we fast forward to the incarnation, when God takes on our humanity in Jesus Christ, once again, we see how God can enter God's creation and creature and not destroy the integrity of the creation or creature. It is this God that draws near to us. We do not find God, but God finds us. This is the God who finds us. One who is compassionate, as we hear in Exodus, that our Lord had observed the misery of God's people who are in Egypt, heard their cry on account of their taskmakers, and knows their sufferings. God sees our misery, hears our cry, and knows our suffering. God uses people, and in Exodus, he has called Moses to be an agent of God's liberation. But when Moses or any of us are tasked with a mission to carry out in this world, we are assured of God's abiding presence. As we hear at Exodus, he said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. I will be with you," says the Lord to Moses. Now, it's worth noting here that when God does call and invite us to follow, we're not necessarily hit over the head with a 2x4. God's presence calls and draws us to the Lord. For Moses, the burning bush, it's not a bush that's right in front of him. God didn't use a bush that was right in front of Moses. It was a bush that was in the vicinity of Moses. It was in his sights, but it was from a distance. This caused Moses to explore. See, we want God to deliver as directly as Amazon Prime does. We want God to call out to us as directly as advertisements on social media or television. Yet this is not how God always works. Remember, it's God who sets the parameters, not us. We may want to define God in such a way. We want to set those parameters. But in our Exodus reading and our gospel lesson, God's the one that does this. And God is not confined to anything or anyone. We must be then attentive to seeing and hearing God calling us as God called to Moses and as Jesus called the disciples. When we are centered in God's word, we are more equipped. And when we're more equipped, then we're going to be more curious to explore God's abiding presence in the world. Hearing God's call to be messengers and servants of God's loving and liberating kingdom in this world. As Rick Morley writes, quote, "This mission field isn't always right in front of us. Sometimes we need to follow our instincts off the path to get a closer look. And sometimes we may just hear the voice of God when we do. In ministry, we are called often enough to look more closely, listen more intently, and search out the nooks and crannies of the world around us and hear the cry of people we might not normally hear. End quote. You can't read or watch any news source without finding someone to blame, someone to hate, or peoples to dismiss and divide ourselves from. I'm going to admit it, my buttons get pushed too. I want to hate. I want to dismiss. I want to divide myself from other people. And even when our outrage is justified, the actions we want to take might not be. We have the temptation to repay evil with evil. But when we are centered on the Word, we realize the way in which God calls us to follow and to live. The world is quick to hate. The world is quick to dismiss. The world is quick to divide. The way of Christ calls us to love, to listen. The way of Christ seeks reconciliation. As we hear in Paul's letter to the Romans, we must not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Our God knows our misery, hears our cry, and knows our sufferings. And God would know this most intimately in the incarnation and the cross. In Christ, God is just not aware, but genuinely experienced our misery. Our God in Christ Jesus has cried our cries. Our God in Christ Jesus knows human suffering. And in experiencing all of that, Jesus shows us the way of the cross, which is the way of love. Like Moses and the burning bush, God in Christ Jesus invites us to take a closer look, to pick up our cross, and journey with our Savior in our fallen world. Our God desires to give us life and freedom, but life and freedom is found through the way of the cross. Like Peter, many want to deny the crucified identity of Jesus Christ. But the good news is, we don't have the power to define who God is. In the burning bush, Moses doesn't even get a name. Moses gets, "I am who I am." God simply is. He says, "Tell them, I am sent you." Our attempts to define God are going to get us off track and pull us from God's calling out to us to follow the way of love through the cross. The good news in all this is that we are defined by Jesus Christ. When we are baptized, washed, and made new in Christ, we get behind our Lord and follow. We're children of God. That's our identity. Sometimes in my own life, trying to get from point A to point B with our four children can be an adventure. Whether it be taking a walk or a hike, navigating through a public place, there's a temptation in one of them or all of them to get in front of us, which I to this day have always found interesting because they have no clue where they're going. They seriously have no idea where the store is we're going to or what turn on the hike, on the path that we're going to make. But there they are, right in front of us. I've even experienced this with older kids on mission trips and youth gatherings. We're going from point A to point B, and I ask, "What are you doing? Do you know where you're going?" "No." "Then get behind me, right? Follow." Of course, children are safer when they get behind us and follow. And as children of God, we're safer when we get behind Christ and follow. The good news being that when we get off path, Christ is going to put us back on it. And when we're on the path, will care for those in need in our walk with Christ. With those who suffer, we'll be there to minister to them, because this world may have said that they don't matter, but there they are on their path. See, the path we follow brings us closer to Christ, and when we're closer to Christ, Christ brings us closer to others. And when we belong to God, some more good news. We belong to God forever. As the Lord said to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And like Moses, when we hear the voice of God, seeing God's presence in the world, and like the disciples, getting behind Christ, picking up our cross, and following. It's what we're called to do. Hear the voice of God, get behind our Lord, pick up our cross, and follow. And in the love and mercy of God in Christ Jesus, we do not define our Lord, but our Lord redefines us through the abundant love and mercy poured out on us. That's the good news we carry with us on the path. That's the good news we share with those that we meet along the way, knowing that we undeniably belong to our God forever. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. We continue with the hymn of the day. Say what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of faithfulness, you bid your people to follow Jesus. Set the mind of your church on divine things. Grant us trust in you that we lose our lives for the sake of Christ and thereby discover joy in life through him. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of wonder, the earth is yours and all that is in it. Heal your creation and give us eyes to see the world as you do. As the seasons change, pattern the rhythm of our lives in harmony with all creation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of all nations, you call us to live peaceably with all. Give us ears to hear one another, even those we name as our enemies. Fill all leaders with mercy and understanding that they advocate and genuinely care for those who are poor and most vulnerable in their communities. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of salvation, you promise to deliver us. Give those to suffer a strong sense of your presence and love. Accompany those who are uncertain. Raise the spirits of those who are despairing and heal the sick. Especially Robin, Don, Drew, Chris, Vincent, Pat, Dina, Candace, Stan, Doris, Blaine, Sullivan, John, Maya, Lindsay, Marissa, Michael, Sue, Rod, Karen, Jan, Atreyu, Tim, Gloria, Tammy, Pirapong, Judy, Megan, Rob, Leah, the family of Lainey Vanderpool, our homebound, and those in our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of community, you call us to rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, and persevere in prayer. Make our congregation a workshop of your love. When we quarrel, bring reconciliation. Help us overcome evil with good. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of all grace, you give us everlasting life. In love, we recall your holy ones who now live in your undying light. In our remembering, give us a foretaste of the feast to come. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Let all things now living a song of thanksgiving to God the Creator triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us, protected and stayed us, who still guides us on to the end of our days. God's banners are, God's light goes before.
from light into light. God rules all the forces, the stars and their courses, and sun in its orbit obediently shine. The hills and the mountains, the rivers and fountains, the deeps of the ocean proclaim God divine. We too should be voicing our love and rejoicing with glad adoration. A song let us raise till all things now living unite in thanksgiving to God in the highest. Hosanna.
Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue with our sending hymn. Peace. Christ is with you.
Thanks be to God.